Richland Center.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing at Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends today at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G's.
Winter's here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What is it that makes you powerful? It's not only having a voice, but knowing that it's heard loud and clear. We understand knowledge can change your life, and that energy will continue to power it. And because you're part of a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we're always listening. Because you're more than just a customer, you're a member. And what's more powerful than that?
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, the north and eastern parts of the state got their snowfall yesterday, and even the Chicagoland area. We missed out. However, we are sitting pretty today with a mix of sun and clouds expected. Yeah, some sunshine once again, as high temperatures climb back above freezing into the mid-30s. Just a calm day today, becoming cloudy by tonight with lows falling to the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, we'll be mostly cloudy and breezy, with the winds beginning to whip out of the southeast, gusting up to 15 miles per hour. The south wind keeps our temperatures mild into the mid-30s, but the south wind is also from the snowstorm that we've been tracking. So you guessed it, snow starting overnight Monday night into Tuesday. In fact, by the time you wake up Tuesday morning, we'll already see about 1 to 3 inches of snow on the ground. Patchy fog is possible, and of course the snow continuing throughout Tuesday afternoon. Here's where it gets tricky though. High temperatures, still into the mid-30s. This means we do have a small chance of some rain mixing in with the snow in the afternoon on Tuesday. This is why our snow totals have been so hard to forecast. Right now, I'm going with an additional 2 to 4 inches throughout Tuesday afternoon. This gives us totals of around 4 to 8 inches of snowfall. It's going to be a heavy wet one too, so take your time shoveling. This is coined the heart attack snowfall, as many people overexert themselves trying to clear it. So take frequent breaks, stay hydrated, and help each other out. Not to mention on Tuesday, winds will be whipping out of the east up to 30 miles per hour. So as you're commuting around, it's going to be a little difficult to see. It's going to be slick and slippery with a lot of plows out, so make sure to give them space so that they can get the job done and the roads safer for us all. That system kicks on out of here by Wednesday. We'll be cloudy and breezy throughout the afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 20s. And if you thought we were done with the snow shots there, another chance of 1 to 3 inches moves in Wednesday night and into Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
As for our current temperature, it is a cloudy 31 degrees, as in our high, actually, so far is only 33. 31 is our low. Yesterday, we had a high of 33 degrees also. We also received an eighth of an inch of snow. Record high for this day, 53, set back in 2003, while a record low 29 below was set in 1887. Last year on this date, our high 26, our low 14. Sunset today will be at 4:42, sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. No precipitation. The barometer, though, is at 29.83, and west winds are 2 to 4. Again, it's a cloudy 31 degrees.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this morning is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet Buick, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Joan Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes, and multi-point inspections, Joan Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Joan Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joanchev.com.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Hendricks. Giving blood or platelets with the American Red Cross can help those in need make more memories with loved ones. Seasonal illnesses can impact donor availability, making it hard to collect enough blood and platelets. Unfortunately, trauma patients in the emergency room, those undergoing cancer treatment, and new parents in need of life-saving transfusions can't take a break. With blood platelets, or when blood products are fully stocked on hospital shelves, patients don't have to wait for critical care. Celebrate National Blood Donor Month by making a donation. A blood drive will be held this coming Tuesday, January 9th from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and on Wednesday, January 10th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Making and keeping appointments throughout the month can help safeguard the national blood supply. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the Wisconsin Resilient Food System Infrastructure, known as the RFSI program. The RFSI program has two grant tracks, the Infrastructure Grant and the Equipment Only Grant. Infrastructure grants will range from $100,000 up to $3 million. This grant can fund capital investments such as construction, equipment, and building renovations. Infrastructure grants can also fund facility design or engineering, staff time, modernizing systems, plan development, and marketing development. Equipment-only grants can range from $10,000 up to $99,999. An informational webinar about the RFSI grants will be held on Tuesday at 11 by Zoom. Registration is required. To access the webinar registration, learn more about the program, or sign up for automatic email updates about the RFSI program, visit datacp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/RFSI.ASPX. If you have questions about the program, email rfsi@wisconsin.gov. Grant applications are due by 5 Wednesday evening, March 6th. The 12th Annual Driftless Region Beef Conference, hosted by University Extension Services from Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, will be held Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th at the Grand River Convention Center in Dubuque, Iowa. The conference, which will focus on efficient and economic forage and beef production, starts at 1 on Thursday with a program concentrating on the future of the beef industry. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Kim Stackhouse Lawson from Colorado State University. The afternoon will also include presentations on climate trends, risk management, biosecurity lessons, agri-ability, and the beef checkoff. The day will cap off with an evening discussion on custom forage harvesting and will feature a producer panel. Friday morning will feature the 2022 NCBA Regional Environment Stewardship Award winner, Jerry Huth from Huth Pulled Heffords. Friday will also include 8 breakout sessions for feedlot operations and cow-calf producers, followed by a market outlook. Key speakers include Melanie Pimental Conception, Dennis Hancock, Dan Thompson, Randy Culbertson, Stephanie Hansen, and Lee Schultz. The early registration fee is $100 per person and must be received prior to midnight, Saturday, January 13th. The price increases to $130 after that date. More information on topics, speakers, and lodging are available online at aep.iastate.edu/beef. Online and mail registration forms are available on the conference website. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking once again for caring individuals to send Valentine's Day cards to veterans living at the Wisconsin Veterans Homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. WDVA received 24,000 Valentines last year and spread a lot of love to veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families that reside in the homes. Please be sure to mail your Valentine's Day cards to no later than January 31st so they may arrive in time to be distributed to all the homes on February 14th. Send to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Attention, Veteran Valentines. P.O. Box 7843. Madison, Wisconsin 53707-7843. Do not include candy, food, or snacks with these due to allergies or dietary restrictions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that the 2024 Keep Wildlife Wild Poster Contest is now open. Students in 4th, 5th, and 6th grades enrolled in public, private, and home schools and parochial schools in Wisconsin are eligible to participate. The Keep Wildlife Program or Wild Program began in 2014 to spread the word about our shared role in keeping all wildlife healthy in its natural habitat. The contest goal is to create a poster that teaches the importance of enjoying and observing wildlife in the wild and not keeping wildlife in homes as pets. The Keep Wildlife Wild Poster Contest is a fun way for children to help spread the important message to keep wildlife wild. The DNR encourages students to learn how they can help keep wild animals in Wisconsin safe and healthy by visiting the Keep Wildlife Wild webpage. The poster entry must contain the words Keep Wildlife Wild 2024 and follow the theme of Safe in Their Home. All posters must consist of original artwork of Wisconsin native wildlife. Posters must fit an 8.5 by 11 inch sheet of paper and be submitted individually. No team creations. To see the complete list of rules and requirements, you can visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild 2024 Poster Design Contest webpage. All submissions must be received electronically by email or by mail and must include the student's entry form and artwork by 5 Friday evening, February 16th. Submit entries to Wisconsin Keep Wildlife Wild Poster Design Contest, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Attention Taylor CZYCSON, P.O. Box 100 Friendship, Wisconsin 53934, or email keepwildlifewild@wisconsin.gov. Judging will take place in February. Those who submitted designs will be notified by email of winners in March. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Welcome January of 2024 and our third year headlining Richland Observer, 28 December 1967, page 4, Hala D. Peebles, age 60, dies, ending a long and active business and civic career. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to MPL.org, ID 8048, the long and prominent business career of Hala D. Peebles was ended last Thursday evening when he died in the Richland Hospital. For more than 30 years, Mr. Peebles had taken a very active and prominent role in the business life of this community. He had been involved in several enterprises through the course of his career here. He was first an early partner in the Shopping News. He owned Brother and Sister Shop in the early 1940s, became the chief clerk of the Richland County War, Price, and Rationing Board during World War II. He was the operator of the Shell Super Service Station in the late 40s and constructed the Park View Motel in the early 1950s. He served as the manager of Crosscup's department store in 1954. Mr. Peebles was probably best known, though, throughout Richland County and southwestern Wisconsin as the owner and manager of the radio station here, WRCO. He had purchased the station in January of 1955 and built it into a strong and clear voice of Richland County that was well respected and recognized throughout the state. In December of 1966, he sold the station and opened an office where he had engaged in the work of public relations. The program, Open Mic, that he initiated and personally broadcast weekly aired many timely and provocative subjects that gave important leadership to our community and its affairs. Mr. Peebles was an avid member of the Richland Center Chamber of Commerce and was their past president. He was also one of the early organizers of the Richland County Industrial Development Association. A native of Richland County, Mr. Peebles was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Peebles. He lived with his parents in Lone Rock during his boyhood days. He was a 1926 graduate of Richland Center High School. Soon after his high school days, he went to Canada to work. There, in the community of Asbestos, Quebec, he owned a garage in the early 1930s, and there in Asbestos, he met his wife, Miss Phyllis Clark, of that city. He and Miss Clark were married on October 21, 1933. In November of that year, the couple moved back to Richland Center, where they made their home. Mr. Peebles is survived by his wife, a daughter, and one grandson. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering other newspapers in Richland County.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery services available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, January 7th. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life will be held today at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Michaela Mooring and Ross Gaston had a daughter, Addison Ann.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world, and now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
We do have a handful of those celebrating birthdays on this Sunday, January 7th. Happy birthday today. Happy belated birthday to Jill Vestuto, who celebrated on Saturday from WRC number 32. Happy birthday today to Colton Unbahan, Sarah Weber, and Valerie Keegan from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday today. Wishes going out to Dennis Baumkamp, Deb Hackle, Buck Imhoff, Robert Jennings, Ben Wilkinson, Lauren Cadle, and Nick Kelly from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier today to Dr. Louie Williams and Katie Lynn Heise. Happy birthday as well today to Deb Ewing, John Marino, and Dan Sackman from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday to Sarah Weber Grill today from Eunice. Happy birthday to Doug Wallen. Happy birthday to my husband. I would be so lost without you. Love, Tammy. Happy birthday to Sarah Weber once more, this time from Cheyenne. Happy birthday wishes going out to Ron Andrade from the St. Luke Lutheran Church. Happy birthday as well to Val Keegan today from Five Points Lutheran Church. To all of you celebrating that big day today, be it a birthday or anniversary, we hope it is a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free estimates on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Call Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric at 647-5500. All American helps make all of your jobs easier. All American Do It Centers, ready to serve you in Toma, Sparta, and in Richland Center.
High school sports were in full swing Saturday around the area, and WRCO's Bill Twining has a breakdown from yesterday's Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational.
The 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at Kickapoo High School in Biola. For the third year in a row, a girls' tournament was run concurrently with the boys. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative won the girls' event for the third straight time. Richland Center won the boys' wrestling tournament for the first time since 2020 under the direction of new coach Silas Coleman. There were 16 teams in the girls' tournament. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative led the way with 86 points. North Crawford Seneca, on the strength of just three wrestlers, was runner-up with 57. Westby, 41. Sparta, 39, and Richland Center in fifth place with 30. Other schools from our area in the girls' tournament, Dodgeville finished in seventh place, Ithaca Weston in eighth, and River Valley was 10th. There were 12 teams in the boys' division, and Richland Center, on the strength of just seven wrestlers, pulled away and won with 128 points. Last year's champion, the Iowa Grand Highland Varsity Reserves, second with 113.5, just ahead of Onalaska with 112. Viroqua and Westby rounded out the top five. Schools from our area, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative was sixth with 73.5 points. Boscobel Wazika Steuben seventh with 55.5. Brookwood eighth with 54. And rounding out the scoring in the boys' tournament, Blair Taylor, La Crosse Aquinas Varsity Reserves, Hillsboro, and North Crawford Seneca. The most valuable wrestlers in Saturday's Lee Griffin Invitational for the girls, senior Emma Hady of Richland Center. And for the boys, co-most valuable wrestlers, Jackson Hughes, an unbeaten senior from Onalaska, and Ethan Hady, a junior from Richland Center, who won the event for the second year in a row, won that award, I should say. The boys had four champions. Ethan Hady, for the third time, won the title. Senior Cole Brenninger was the champ at 190. Senior Teague Perkins won his second title at the Lee Griffin Invitational, 215 pounds. And junior Braden Kleppe won his first varsity title at 285. Also, sophomore Ethan Bodendine was runner-up at 157, and junior Mason Jelenic third at 175. For the Richland Center girls, they had two wrestlers Saturday. One champion, senior Emma Hady at 107 pounds, a champ for the second time at the Lee Griffin Invitational, and one runner-up, sophomore Madeline Muller at 132 pounds. Ithaca Weston was in the girls' portion of the tournament, had two wrestlers, both fared well. Kaylee Manning, a freshman, won the championship in the 235-pound bracket, get a couple of pins on the day, as did freshman Jewel Grosskopf, who placed fifth at 114 pounds. Also from the Lee Griffin Invitational Saturday, North Crawford Seneca had three girls in the tournament, all won championships. Darcy Jelenic took her second title there at 114 pounds, freshman Frankie Groom at 126, and sophomore Anna Logue at 165. North Crawford Seneca had two boys in the tournament, champion Jaron Grimslet at 113 pounds, and runner-up Sawyer Swigum at 144. For Boscobel Wazika Steuben, a champion, Joe Wetter in the boys' division, sophomore at 157, also a pair of thirds in Tyler Miller at 126, and Cameron Hogan at 138. The River Valley girls were in the tournament. They were led by Olive Corbett with a third place showing. Both Aubrey Conway and Montana Joles placed fourth for River Valley. Hillsboro had boys in the tournament. Ryan McCoy was runner-up at 215 pounds. Both Isaac Tyne and Nervin Novacek placed fourth. Brookwood had a smattering of both girls and boys in the event. For the girls, Catherine McAlose was the champion at 132 pounds. For the boys, Drew Powell at 126 and Grayson Stebbins at 285 were each second. Dodgeville had girls in the tournament. Brielle Walmer was runner-up at 165 and Ava Lord third at 107. And for the champion, Eddie Townsend at 138 pounds, five runners-up, Luca Gross, Mariana Miller, Madison Glass, Mara Hubble, and Aslan Molly Hawkey. Also Emerson Miller placed third for the Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative girls. The boys also had a number of place winners for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, both senior Maverick McCauley at 175 and senior Ethan Bass at 190 were runners-up. Junior Chris Clark was third at 215, and senior Colton Clark was fourth at 165. Other champions on Saturday, Kylie Klum of Westby won her second title at the Lee Griffin Invitational. Aisha Hibbler of Sparta and Brittany Pesci of River Ridge rounded out the list of girls' champions. For the boys, Jaden Geyer of Westby was the titleist. Jackson Massa of the Aquinas Varsity Reserves. A pair of wrestlers from Onalaska, Maximus Todd and Brady Kuhn. And a pair from the Iowa Grand Highland Varsity Reserves, Max Kelly and Jackson McGuire. Repeating, the Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at Kickapoo High School in Miola. Champion boys were the Richland Center Hornets, and for the girls, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. Most Valuable Wrestlers, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center, Jackson Hughes of Onalaska, and Emma Haiti of the Richland Center Hornets. Reporting for WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Thank you, Bill. Also in high school sports this weekend in girls basketball, it was Kickapoo edging out Wabano Leona by a score 37-36. Reedsburg scored a 74-59 win over Mount Horeb. And in boys basketball, it was a Delavan Darien over Wazika Steuben 69-44. Onalaska scored a 66-49 win over Mount Horeb. Baraboo defeated Richland Center 53-47. And it was Wabano Leona over Kickapoo 52-44. Tyler Wall scored 17 points to lead five Wisconsin players in double figures as the 21st-ranked Badgers beat Nebraska 88-72 Saturday to snap their Cornhuskers five-game winning streak. Wisconsin has won four straight and 10 of 11. Chucky Hepburn had 13 points for the Badgers as they never trailed. The Milwaukee Bucks fell yesterday to Houston, 112-108, despite Giannis's 48 points. They will be back in action tomorrow night when they play host to Utah with a 7 o'clock tip-off time. And the Packers will be in action with a chance to get into the playoffs with a wild card playoff berth if they can defeat the Chicago Bears for the 10th consecutive time. The Bears haven't defeated the Packers since 2018. The Packers have won their past two games and six of the last nine. The Bears have won two straight and five of the past seven. And this game also gives Chicago quarterback Justin Fields a chance to make an impression on the Bears as they decide whether to take a quarterback with the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft. That game will have a 3:25 kickoff time and a 1 o'clock pregame time right here on WRCO FM 100.9. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Seats Incorporated, located right here in Southwest Wisconsin, is now one of the most diverse seating manufacturers in the nation, with products that are used in a wide variety of applications. Families find the Stafford Funeral Home willing to work with them, helping to provide services from traditional to completely personalized. Bob at Chitwood Electric provides sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans. Plus, Chitwood Electric is your headquarters for electric motor rewinding and repair.
Come on, now is the time to work. Come. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh
what I pray. is given, Jesus.